Some of you, most of you now, I think, are aware that I have a little granddaughter. Today is her 8-month birthday. And she's just, of course, the most gorgeous, most beautiful child on the planet, right? Which is exactly what we say about every child that we see. And I've been thinking a lot about how much this Insta love happens so fast, so powerfully, and how much light and joy she has brought into our lives. And it reminds me that each one of us has that same light and that same joy within us. Because, of course, we were all little babies once. So I started thinking about this idea of the power of light. And Cliff, I realized I don't have my clicker, so would you move to the next slide? Thank you. Have you ever been in a room where there's a group of people and somebody walks in and you can immediately feel their power, their presence, their light, their joy? It's as if it completely shifts the energy in the room immediately. Anybody had that experience? It's amazing, isn't it? What it tells me is that we are all energetic beings connected to universal energy, and we respond to light. We respond to people who come in to our lives and brighten everything. And each of us here has that power. And sometimes we're not aware of it. Sometimes we're aware of it, but we're not in the mood to do it today, so we kind of dial it back. But we, each of us, have the power to brighten someone's day. And when we brighten, it's like that old Fabergé Organics commercial. Now I'm dating myself. The commercial was, you know, she loved it so much that she told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on. And unfortunately, the product isn't around anymore, but the picture I have of that very effective commercial is. Because what happens is, when we feel light, and we're in the presence of light, and we are uplifted because of light, then we end up expressing things more lightly too, and so on, and so on, and so on. The light makes us feel better, and we're inspired. We want to do better. We want to be better. We want to leave the planet better. So we are light. It's already there. The question is, how do we use it? Well, Jesus, in the book of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, gives us some idea when he says, "You are the light of the world." It's interesting. We all know Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." We forget that he says, "You are the light of the world." And then he goes on to say, "A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house." So what we see is this two images, actually. The first is the image of, I think of like a lighthouse or something, the city on a hill that is shining brightly. And from far away, people can look and notice that the light is there. What that tells me, for us, of course, we're the city that is on a hill with light, is that we actually can be a beacon for people. We have an impact. And sometimes the impact is far beyond what we think we have, far beyond what we can see, but people can still feel our energy, our light. What's interesting is the message isn't that we may have an influence. It doesn't say the light might be hidden. It says it cannot be hidden. We, by definition, each and every single one of us here today, have an impact on the people around us. And then we see that Jesus goes and says, no one hides their light under the bushel basket. Instead, they put it on a lampstand. Well, that's moving into a more intimate idea, isn't it? The idea of being in a home. And what that tells me is that there are places where our light shines far beyond what we expect. And the people who are closest to us emotionally can be very impacted by our energy and our light. And the invitation, of course, is to take our energy and put it up on the lampstand where it will shine brighter and serve the household better. The invitation, then, is to shine our light. But we all have bushel baskets. And the bushel basket represents the things that might block our light from shining. They are the beliefs, the fears, the emotions, the attitudes, the thoughts, the beat, beliefs, emotions, attitudes, and thoughts that we hold with us. They are the things that limit us. And if you've ever been afraid, as an example, you will know the temptation to take your light and hide it under the bedclothes, under the bushel basket, to make yourself small. Partly so that you're not hurt again, and partly because you may not want to draw attention to yourself. But you cannot be hid. And at first it may seem that these blocks that we speak about, these bushel baskets, are due to other people. So we may have had people who have told us quite lovingly that we're not living up to our full potential. Or you would do so much better if you did this. Or you should do that. Or you shouldn't do that. We may have been told how we should do things, even though we have a way that we prefer to do it. And these things may not feel right for us because they are, after all, other people's opinions. And so that may cause us to shrink a little. With every should and oughta, you oughta do this, you oughta do that, we feel worse and worse, and it can hurt. And we build a wall around ourselves, the equivalent of a bushel basket, so that our light does not shine through. And what we want to build awareness about is this. How many of those bricks and bushel baskets have been created by us because of somebody else's belief and expectation? And we feel kind of yuck, and we don't know why. And it's because light is part of who we are. It cannot be hid. And it is longing to shine through. And as soon as we realize that those bricks and bushel baskets that we've built around us to hide us or to protect us in some way, as soon as we realize that those were not created by the other people, they were created by us, we have the opportunity then to start dismantling them one by one. Not necessarily in an angry way. Somebody said you oughta, or you should, or you'll never, or whatever messages we may have heard that have created these bricks, that have led to us creating bricks. Now it's up to us to look at them and say, doesn't serve me. That was their opinion, not mine. Remember, opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. But it doesn't mean that we have to accept somebody else's stuff. We can hear it, we can thank them for it, and we can go within and choose what feels right and in integrity for ourselves, rather than making ourselves small, hiding our light, or building up sort of defense mechanisms that hide who we are. So my invitation to you is to shed any resistance you have, because the only person who can do it is you. You were the one who built the wall, built the bushel basket wall, if you will, and hid yourself under the bed, under the sheets, whatever it is to protect yourself. I invite you to try peeking out, recognizing that you or the person who put yourself in that box in the first place. And then the third idea that I want to share with you is the idea, first, of shining your light, second, of shedding your resistance, and then third, sharing your light. Because if you know that you've been in the presence of people who have uplifted the whole room, then you know that that is a real and honest energetic direction that you can choose. Share your light. We make a difference. The idea of the city on the hill is that idea that we make a difference in a bigger way than we think. a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. We lose nothing by shining our light. And when we do that, we have access to our own wisdom. It is from that place where we are connected and free to enjoy our own light that we can see when other people have built bushel baskets and walls and stuff around them. We can see that more clearly and have a little bit more compassion, perhaps, when someone is having a really rotten day or is frustrated or angry or something like that. That we can then add light. Because what is true is if somebody is frustrated and we get frustrated at that person because they're frustrated, well, now there's two people frustrated. And we all do it, man. And woman. And whatever the politically correct thing is now. We're in a few moments going to sing a song from E.T. Do you remember that movie? With Neil Diamond singing, "Turn on Your Heart Light." And we're going to sing that because it talks about the idea of heart light shining and letting it shine regardless of whether people want it to shine or not, regardless of whether you even feel like shining it. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. How can you brighten someone's day? Say something nice to them. Do something nice for them. Greet them with joy. There is nothing so powerful as when somebody walks in a room for you to say, "Wow, I'm happy you're here." That is shining and shedding your shining your light, shedding your resistance. So what are they going to think? Am I going to be whatever stories we tell ourselves? And sharing our light. So I'm going to challenge you to try and think of three things per day in the next week where you can be a light for someone or lighten their load in some way. Because you are a light. And I wanted to read you a little story. And for this, I need visual enhancements, and so Grant is going to come up and help me out here. Hey, Grant.
Hey, everybody.
See what happens. All right. You ready? Here's the story. I'll try and get through it without getting all choky. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful baby. Every time people saw that baby, they got excited. They made silly faces and wanted to hug the baby and make the baby giggle. They said, "This baby is special. It's as if this baby has a light inside. Every time we are near, we feel ooey and gooey and warm with love for this baby and for each other. This baby is a light and lights up our world. We sure hope this baby never has sad stones or rage rocks or worry weights in their life." And sure enough, the baby was happy. The baby's light shone really brightly and the baby played and had lots of fun. Then the baby grew older and became a child. The child went to school, and sometimes things were less fun. Some of the people in class weren't very nice. The child felt hurt and sad. The child picked up a sad stone and carried it inside themselves. And the child's light dimmed a little bit. Then someone teased the child. The child felt hurt and angry. The child picked up a rage rock and carried it inside themselves. The rage rock covered the child's light a little bit more. And then the child couldn't sit still in class. Mom, dad, and teacher all yelled at the child, and the child felt hurt and scared and worried, would they ever be good enough? The child picked up a worry weight and carried it inside themselves. And their light was hidden even more. Eventually, the child who was once a baby forgot that there was a light inside of them. One day, a wise and kind teacher said, "Even if you get sad stones or rage rocks or worry weights sometimes, you don't have to carry them forever. What if you felt those feelings and then put those rocks into a pile in the garden outside? That way, your light can shine again, and you will feel lighter too, because stones and rocks and weights can feel heavy." And that is what the child did. The child took out a sad stone, looked at it, and said, "I was feeling sad. But sadness is not who I am. I am a light." And the child put the stone down in the garden. Their light shone a little brighter. Then the child took out a rage rock, looked at it, and said, "I was feeling rage. But rage is not who I am. I am a light." And the child put the rage rock down in the garden. The child's light shone even brighter. And the child took out a worry weight, looked at it, and said, "I was feeling worry. But worry is not who I am. I am a light." And the child put the worry weight down in the garden. The child's light was really bright. And every time that child who was once a baby put a sad stone or a rage rock or a worry weight down in their garden, and out from within them, their light shone a little brighter. After a while, the child who was once a baby became a teenager. By that time, there was a big pile of rocks in the garden, and the teenager's light kept shining. By the time that teenager who was once a child who was once a baby became a grown-up, that pile of rocks seemed huge. And the grown-up's light kept shining. The grown-up's light shone. The teenager's light shone. The child's light shone, all as brightly and happily and free of care as when they had been a baby. And every day, that grown-up who was once a teenager, who was once a child, who was once a baby, knew that they are a light in the world. And that their light helped everyone to feel lighter and brighter and ooey and gooey and warm with love. It helped everyone to remember that everyone is a light in the world. Shine your light. Shed the resistance. Share your light. I bless you.